Now that was the coup de grace. When he said, they said, Moses, you know, today they talk about Moshe Rabbeinu in big words, and may I say it in all kindness and love, and I don't like the terms, didn't our forefathers give Moses hell in the desert for 40 years? Now they talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. All right? And the Lord says to them in John 5, 46 and 47, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? That's an accusation. Now, that's capital. And also comes down to our present day, dear ones. It's very hard to be a Christian for anybody, a believer in Messiah, who does not first believe Moses. Because Moses tells you why you need the Savior, right in Genesis. And then Moses also, like Paul, in a wonderful way presents the Savior needed. And all the Levitical offerings and laws are nothing more than adumbrations or pictures of the work of Messiah when he's to come to be the sacrifice for sin. So you have to believe Moses. There's no getting away from it. And let me tell you that Genesis is just as important and just as needed as the Gospel of John. And then I have one more thing to say, that they accuse the Gospel of John of being anti-Semitic. In what way is it anti-Semitic? They say it shows that the Jews asked for Jesus' crucifixion. Well, John isn't the only one. Matthew does it. The rest of them, all the other Gospels do it. And dear ones, we did. Now, I'm not an anti-Semite. I love my people. Physically, we did not kill the Messiah. Morally, we surely did. I'll get to you just in a bit, sister. Because we violated one of the chief commandments by bearing false witness. But the Gospel of John also exonerates Israel from the crucifixion physically, because in John 18, the Lord, or rather the Gospelier, tells us there that the Jews themselves admitted it. In John 18, I believe, John 18, 31, 32, or is it 19? But then I've got the text over here. John 18, 31, 32. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death.